This is Dodging Death with Stephen Williams Jr. and Ryan Patton.
It feels weird that we sat in a line.
I know, and none of us are 2 meters apart either. I will make that. No, I will make that comment.
You know, the theatre, social distance. You've got to give that impression.
Social distancing is not taking place in the Williams house.
Oh, it's okay, isn't it?
Well, it's very weird to see you all in person.
Yeah,
I was going to give you like little boxes to stand behind.
Should have just done it in different rooms, all on Zoom.
Ryan would have still been nervous.
And later, which he has been already today.
No, so.
I know.
We should also say Ryan has come dressed in an enormous bubble.
It's the only way to be safe now. I believe in the science of the bubble.
I feel like you're going to be a feature on This Morning soon. And then it'll cut to Alison Hammond in Disneyland Paris. You can't hug, keep it is nearby. Well, hello, fellas.
Hello, Stephen.
In person, Stephen.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Real life, you know, Stephen.
Close enough that you can touch me. But don't, it's not that kind of show.
The bouncers have told me not to.
But I can't help but think Callum would come bursting in as well.
I think that's just that kind of podcast.
Well, I always feel like, and I say it every time, this isn't the show where we talk about the weather, but God, it's been a hot day.
Oh my God.
It's been a hot day.
You say this, but then always go on about the weather. It's your like primary point of chat.
It's been a slow week. I've got nothing else to tell you.
The air to Fred the weatherman over there.
Oh God, don't say that.
Well, did that happen to Fred? Like,
yeah, Fred's very much in prison.
He's very much a bad man.
Is he? Because sometimes you said this before, and I doubt it.
Because you never believe my Fred the weatherman facts.
Yeah, wasn't the one that he was married to Jimmy Corkle?
Yeah, but I fully believed he was married to Jimmy Corkle. It wasn't quite a lie.
And isn't Jimmy Corkle fictional?
No. Oh, actually, Jimmy Corkle, the character.
Jimmy Corkle is the character's name in Brookside, in Brookie.
What's his...
I don't know what is...
Producer Paul!
Oh, my phone's too far away.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's not to you.
Too far away?
It's yours.
It was within arm's length. Let's see, Jimmy Corkill.
Oh, I was thinking that Producer Paul's phone was causing some interference with the podcast.
It may be, but because we're on Zoom, I can't monitor it anymore. And I don't know. I'm noticing some weird waveforms on Paul's system over there.
Oh, I don't know what that could be.
No?
I do keep coughing.
Oh, Paul.
The previous episode, Paul.
Oh, was it a nightmare?
Sabotaged by Producer Paul's cough. Jesus Christ.
Can you hear it?
It gave me a tickly throat.
Spread coronavirus through the airwaves. Anyone who's listening, can you please go and get a test and isolate for 2 weeks?
There.
Oh. On the gam.
What am I looking at here?
We should explain to people there that we had a bit of a sound issue. So to fix it, I just got Paul to hold his mic closer to my upper thigh.
Exposed, by the way, because he's wearing speedos because of the heat.
But you were beckoning for the hand to come closer and closer. And I was like, what?
That was not his hand, that was slapping, I'll tell you that much.
I didn't realise there was this dynamic between Stephen and Paul.
I've been gagging for you to come in person.
Although you did share a bed in Vegas and LA.
Oh, we did. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Very much.
Oh, you often share the bed.
Come on, bed, fellas.
We're the two small ones, aren't we?
That is true. Just to bring it back, Jimmy Corkle is a fictional character played by Dean Sullivan. I knew that.
I knew that as well. That was in my mind somewhere. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was prompted by like a pub quiz host, I'd have got Dean Sullivan, I reckon.
Did I not adopt the host persona enough for you there?
No, if I had the pressure of the pub quiz environment,
oh,
I think
okay.
That's where I thrive.
Yeah, the kind of smell of piss in the background.
It's where I show my best me. in the confines of the speed quiz.
I went to the speed quiz on Wednesday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
an in-person one.
An in-person one in the Black Horse.
Oh, and,
God.
I mean, the previous time you went to the Black Horse quiz, Paul, someone pulled out a knife.
Yeah. That was when me and Ryan were there.
Yeah. They didn't take losing well, did they?
Well, it was based on losing, me and Hannah would have been pulling out the knives this time because we come second to bottom.
Oh my God.
It's a good quiz and it's hard.
It can be strong. It can be a strong quiz.
There's sometimes 15 to 20.
There wasn't 15 to 20 in the Black Horse one.
There was. It was chocker.
Oh, Paul.
All socially distant.
Fucking hell.
All at your tables.
All my life, I'm just doing this podcast and you're telling me you've been frolicking about with Kevin J and the Black Horse quiz.
Me and Kevin J do not frolic.
We've got incredibly regional with this content. Yeah.
No, Kevin J. Kevin J's in like Blackburn and everything now.
Yeah,
he's spreading his wings.
Yeah, spreading his wings across the Northwest.
Right into the coronavirus hotspots, may I add.
Doesn't go south of Birmingham, does it, Kevin J? Oh, I don't reckon he even makes the Midlands.
No,
you know,
no chance. Doesn't go south of Widnes.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, though, now it's the death of the Zoom quiz.
It is. Well, for now. Give it a week.
Oh, that's true, actually.
Give it a week and we'll all be back locked up. Yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt.
The Zoom boom, didn't it?
It's got a good flow, hasn't it? Zoom boom.
No, it was not one.
You've got like the baby boomers of
the Zoom boom.
They'll see the Zoom boom kids.
If only you'd come up with Zoom boom about 4 months ago, Ryan. When it was still topical.
Or I could have predicted the Zoom boom and I was invested. But now's the time to sell the shares and Zoom, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's now Zoom Doom.
Oh, very good.
Well done. Right, see you all next week. Thank you.
Oh, could one of you come up with one of them for me, please?
Groom. You can be a Zoom groom.
Oh, I don't think you pushing groom onto me because you called me Fred the Weatherman before.
Yeah, if you get married over Zoom, you're all the Zoom groom.
That sounds like a nice wedding.
You may kiss the bride. Yeah, he's in the screen. Or the groom.
Whoever you get married to, Ryan, is going to be one lucky lady
to see my pierced lips coming at the webcam.
Doing it on Steve's account as well, so you don't have to pay for the premium. Like my family quiz.
Well, anyway, today I was browsing the App Store today in quest of a dog. Now,
a dog?
Yeah, because as you know,
you're looking on the App Store for a dog.
Well, big.
So reliant on that.
As I say, you do not want to leave the house.
Yeah, if there's not an app for it, you are absolutely fucked.
Well, I'd love a dog, but you know, when I do eventually go back to work, if I ever go back to work, I can't have a dog because I'm away all the time.
Yeah.
So
you could incorporate him as part of the act.
Oh yeah, but how will TSA find traveling with a dog? Well, we've spoke about emotional support animals on the show before.
Oh, we have. Do you know what? I think it's one of our regular themes.
Is it?
Yeah, along with more than Gout and Nick Knowles, I'd say now.
We've not spoke about those two in quite some time.
Did Robbie Williams have a peacock one or something like that?
No, Robbie Williams was, he had peacocks in his front that kept pecking his car.
Yeah, but you knew someone who had a peacock emotional support animal.
Oh, so, well, I'd read someone on a plane took a peacock as an emotional support. And I imagine that peacock hated coming in for the landing. Lovely plumage, though. So, as I hope people describe me as having when I go on a plane. I can't actually get a dog because, you know, I'm away. So,
did you want a virtual one?
Well, no, what I thought I'd do is see if there's like a dog walking app, you know?
So you become like friends with a dog?
Yeah, become friends with local dogs, you know?
Oh, God, is that how low we've plummeted?
Have I mentioned it's been a slow week?
See if you'll come for tea with us one night. Just to make it at least there's four of us. At least we'll have an even number of friends then.
So I found an app. Highly rated Rover, it's called.
Oh, do you know what? I like it. It's a good
like
name.
Like already?
I like Rover, yeah. That's the thing, they couldn't call it Dog and could they?
No, not that kind of dog.
I already had that one installed.
We mean befriending a dog, going for walks, not that, you perv.
So, yeah, this app Rover, I installed it, you know, excitedly. I opened it up, and the tagline, the specifics escape me, but it was something like, earn money on the side dog walking. I was like, ooh, have I found a new side hustle? Money, you say?
I think, though, what is very on brand is that you've become a dog walker. Like, yeah, that your life was always heading down the path of become trying, yeah, to see what it'd be like if I could make some money from dog walking.
Well, I was so thrilled. I would have done it for free. Suddenly, this financial gain. Mm. You know?
Yeah, but is it like a bad dog? Like, is, no, there a reason why they're charging to, like, for that certain dog? Is it like a,
no, yeah, no, because you could choose your size of dog. Mm. I, of course, opted for the incredibly small.
Yeah, you were the Rottweiler. I think that's Steve getting dragged across the park there.
Oh, he'll be fine. So, it turns out signing up for a dog walking app is incredibly complex.
You know, the DBS.
Well, well, first of all, you had to write a 450-word description about yourself.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Now, I mean, there's a lot to, you know, there's only so much I can say about liking animals, you know. It got to a point, I described myself as being Liverpool's Dr. Doolittle. I thought, should probably change that.
I imagine everyone says that, though. Yeah. People say, I'm Liverpool's Dr. Doolittle. Cliche bastards.
You had to upload photos of yourself with a dog. Now, it's a bit of a struggle, that, because I, you know, don't own one. But I remembered I hired a plum in Japan.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes,
I didn't
that.
Mention in the caption underneath it was a dog I'd paid to walk.
Yeah, but how else would you have done it? You couldn't have just took like a selfie nearby, like a corgi in the park or something.
A very poorly photoshopped corgi in the background.
Yeah, yeah, your head on the queen's body. These are mine.
And there was 14 steps in all I had to go through.
Oh my God.
Just to walk some dogs. I tell you, they were really making me jump through hoops. I felt like I was at Crofts. And I didn't win.
That's more steps than there is to beat alcoholism. Yeah, there is. Alcoholism and grief.
But if you want to walk a shih tzu. So anyway, I've sent off my application and I've got to wait 2 days to hear back whether I'm
oh God, yeah, I'm allowed. Stuff, isn't,
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose it should be.
Yeah.
Have some madman walking your dog.
Well, I mentioned how I always keep bacon bits in my pocket, you know, just in case. You know, whether there's a dog there or not. So yeah, I'll report back on
your success of,
yeah, I'll
of
just
the
give
dog
you my
walking.
My bottom line and how much I'm earning.
The same as we're getting for the Patreon.
Yeah.
Big fat zero.
Try and get the dog to subscribe.
I will. I'll be saying to the owner, so listen, I've got a podcast.
Yeah, he gets on my dog earphones with the dog, like, this is me.
Don't sleep, wake up. Anyway, it's probably going to be more successful than my private detective agency. So,
oh yeah, you know, how's it going?
Going to be honest, I kind of forgot about it until that line.
You wanted to become a private eye, instead became a dog walker. Fair enough.
And it turns out the barrier to entry of being a dog walker is higher than a private eye. You're just going to give him 140 quid. So listen, I've come up with a bit of an idea, fellas.
Okay.
Now,
considering we've just spoken about your previous two ideas being dog walking and becoming a private eye, I'm not here. Yeah. No. I can't say I'm thrilled at the concept of this.
I got a feeling it's going to end up with one of us naked hanging out the window.
To be fair, it's that hot. I'd embrace nudity at this moment.
God, I'm pleased you've said you're going to embrace it, Ryan, because...
Oh God, that doesn't count as consent.
Well, I was listening to a commercial radio station earlier. Mm-hmm. And people phone in radio stations, you know, and kind of have a little chat with the presenters. We don't have that. I don't know whether just because, you know, we're a more progressive kind of show or just no one really cares about us. So what I thought we'd do is we'd phone a random person, tell them they're on a podcast, and probably we'll do a trick, you know, because...
Oh, God, this is mental.
This is not going to end well.
No, I think...
But how are you going to decide the number?
Well, we'll just make one up.
We're pranking someone on...
Well, we've become shock jocks. We're Liverpool's Howard Stern.
With the Dom Jolly. Dom Jolly Williams.
Yeah, I mean, this could be a terrible idea.
I mean, I think it most definitely is a terrible idea, but go on.
But I actually think it's going to be worth giving a go.
Okay, then how are we going to decide the number?
Well, we'll come up with it. So we'll do a trick. I'll do a trick to whoever we phone, so at least if we do get through to someone, you know, they've got something a bit solid.
Yeah, because that'll keep them on the line. Show them a visual magic trick.
Well, we're just doing a phone call, so that. It's not Zoom anymore, Ryan. Well, to describe to the listener, I've got a pack of cards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spread out. Fellas, just check. We've got a pack of cards.
Yeah. All number threes.
Ryan, do you want to pull out any card you want to?
Okay.
Pop it here. You can show Paul if you want to. Okay. Make sure I can't see it.
Okay.
Okay. So, I think if we can get through to someone, we'll use this as a little, trick.
Okay.
If we get through to one of our listeners, this is going to be the most bizarre thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredibly unlikely, yeah. Paul. So, we'll find someone's mobile.
Okay.
Which is 07.
Mm-hmm.
And then give me some random numbers.
862.
This isn't someone you know, is it?
No.
Okay. 862. Ryan?
541.
541.
How many numbers are we short of?
Let's see. We need three more.
66.
Oh, actually, I've just thought, am I going to need to kind of beep out the number? Yeah. At least part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I did not think this
through. This is incredibly dangerous territory that we're in here now.
What are you going to say?
Well, you can say it.
Say it. Pass the book to me.
No, if we get through to someone, Ryan...
Fortunately, my face isn't on the poster, so I feel like I'm getting off scot-free with this.
Yeah, if we get through to someone...
Yeah.
You speak.
Say what?
Say, we're on a podcast.
You have to say it enthusiastically, welcome to Dodge and Death Podcast. You've been randomly chosen.
Don't. Oh, Paul, that's a bold way to go into it.
Well, what are you going to say?
Well, just say.
I'm a prank and call. Do you want me to prank call them?
Well, you're not prank calling. So phone up, say something like, this sounds mental. I'm recording a podcast. We're doing a magic trick. Will you help out? I need you to name a card. Okay? Yeah.
Won't it seem more, I don't know, if you're the voice saying it?
Well, I mean, no, I think it'd be... Yeah, you can do it, Ryan. Just because I'm thrilled at the idea of how you're going to do it. Okay, let's phone. Press call. Put on a loudspeaker.
Sorry.
Okay, do another. Hold on, Paul's typing in. How many have you got? Don't do someone you know, though, Paul.
I won't. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I think that's 11. Just check it.
Okay, have you just randomly put that in?
Yeah, 1, 2, 6, 7, 8, 9. I don't know if there's 11 or 12. I can't count.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, take one away.
Round two.
Yeah, okay. Speaker.
Are we ringing?
Oh,
we're ringing.
I'm ringing.
Ryan shaking his head.
Hello.
Hello. You're through to Dodge and Death Podcast. Would you like to take part in a virtual magic trick?
Who are you?
It's from a podcast. We're recording the podcast.
So we're sorry. I realise this is so random. We're recording a podcast at the minute, and we're kind of doing a magic trick. You put in a random number. Don't hang up. Would you mind? It's going to take a minute. Would you mind just helping out?
I don't know if I believe you. This is really weird.
I know it sounds so strange.
Oh my god.
To be honest, I can't believe that you've stayed on for this long.
Can we like FaceTime so I can see if you're real? I don't.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna give Ryan, if you can take it. Yeah. Or Paul, you take it.
Well, yeah, Ryan, you can.
Press FaceTime.
Okay.
Hold your mic there, Ryan.
I'm not.
Oh, hello? You can see everybody else
hello,
as well.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
So I realise this sounds insane. Hey, we're recording a podcast.
It was mine.
So yeah. So Paul here, you can see Paul.
Sorry.
We tried two numbers. The first one went to voicemail. You got the second. And we're doing like a magic trick. I know, it sounds crazy. Ryan, who, if you show yourself, Ryan.
Hello.
Ryan picked a card before, which you two know it?
Yeah, it's there, face down.
You can see it face down. All we need you to do is just name a card.
This is so weird.
I realise it's the most random phone call you'll ever get this, but...
Oh my god, I was just going to go out for beers. I didn't think I was... Okay. So, like, any card?
Yeah, literally any card that you want.
Oh my god. Oh, there's so much pressure. Oh, okay.
It's fine.
Eight of clubs.
Oh my god!
I genuinely.
Honestly,
he's a magician. Like he's a professional magician, and that is actually we're just his friends who help him do this, and yeah, and that is genuinely. I can't believe that. I'm genuinely shocked. That is the most incredible thing. So, yeah, genuinely, that's mental. This is a podcast called Dodging Death, and this episode will come out on Monday, so feel free to search it.
Okay,
thanks a lot. Enjoy your beers.
Thanks for staying on.
Yeah,
thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh my fucking god! I can't believe that's actually worked out. That is insane.
That was very impressive.
Well. Oh my god! Yeah.
Very impressive.
Fucking hell!
I thought that was a mental idea. I did not expect. I thought we'd just get hung up on straight away.
Yeah.
Well, I'm amazed. Well, I'm not surprised. The first number didn't work.
Oh my god, that actually works very well.
Yeah, there you go. Should we just start? Who needs content? Should we start bothering people?
Oh my god.
Okay. Don't quite know. We transition out of that.
Yeah. That's your best idea you've ever had. That worked very well. Well done.
That was insane. That.
Yeah. Do you know what?
Did we even get her name?
No. I mean, we've got her number.
Should we go back and go? Sorry, it's me again.
Yeah, you can message her.
Send
her a link to the podcast.
Should send her a free Dodging Death mug.
Oh yeah.
I mean, she didn't do that well.
Ideally, you should have made that on one of the episodes that we filmed.
Yeah. Should we phone someone else next? God, I think I need to lie down.
I know. It's a hot day. You should have done that when it was a bit cooler.
No,
hot day.
A cool day when we're recording. Yeah, so not all, a hot day when we're not.
I'm all et up.
She's going to see her mate having a few beers now. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. But she's got a fucking anecdote to tell now. And she, Jesus Christ.
I wish someone had do that to me so we had some content.
I wish I had that. I was brazen enough to be like, yo, let's transition into FaceTime. Yeah. I would literally have just hung up.
Well, fucking hell.
You will have to message her and get sorted.
No, I will. Yeah. I'll
and so we can say thank you. That was
mystery lady. I'll phone back. Go listen. I'm not a threat.
Yeah, that was actually really good. So thank you for being cooperative.
in Steve's mad plans. Because me and Paul certainly wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done that, and I know, yeah?
Well, I was like, oh, yeah, you just speak to, you know, speak to the person, right? And you were like, I wish the listener had seen your face.
I'm already sweating.
I don't know, should we just go straight to Discover Steve?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we can top that.
No.
Do we go into the feature?
Yeah, let's go into the feature.
Yeah.
Paul, this is a feature based on... It feels so ridiculous to do this now.
Yeah, that was the main event, really.
Yeah, yeah.
How did I... I know you're probably not going to reveal this, but how the fuck did that happen? Did you do that trick, like genuinely?
I mean, like, literally, that may not have worked.
But it did.
Are you saying... Because I literally just picked that card.
No, I know. I didn't even look at it.
I can't stress enough like how much that was
random.
That to me is random. Like, I don't know how that worked. That is mental.
I mean, I will say I'm equally as fucking baffled by it.
Anyway, sorry, I dialed the number as well, because you didn't even dial the number, so
I don't know how you've influenced that at all. You definitely have, but I don't know how.
Yeah, but how could I have influenced?
I don't know. I picked the card and Paul picked the number. And that girl, we don't know her. So,
you know.
I don't know.
You know everyone I know.
So I don't know what happened there.
I think Callum sat in the next room with a wig on.
I feel there must be something to do with the deck, but...
You know what, Ryan, you can keep them.
But I'm looking at the deck. I'm looking at the deck now, and it seems like a random deck of cards. I'm baffled.
And how would it have helped her?
Yeah.
Yeah, even if it was all the one card, it still wouldn't have, even if they were all...
It's
yeah.
only really, I think the mayhem of the moment is just really settling in with me now. I have no idea. That is truly baffling.
I was thinking about it for about, while you were talking, just before we had this conversation for about 2 minutes, I was just sat staring at the cards thinking there's no way that's just happened. Like, that is absolutely insane.
I mean, it's fucking mental. That girl as well. I can't get over how sweet she was.
Okay.
I'm just like, oh.
I can't get over that.
No.
I thought I was this would be one of those ideas that probably would have got cut, and we'd have berated you for a long old time. But fair fucking play it worked.
So my day today has been spent applying to be a dog walker and going, I wonder if we just phone or some random. Will that be good content?
Based on the success of that one, you're going to be walking, I don't know, Lassie, who's the most famous dog in the world?
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Solving crimes.
Oh my God, it's all coming together. This feels like a final episode. We'll stop at 60. Is it 60?
This is 60, yeah.
60 and out.
This is 60. Yeah. That's the best thing that's happened on the show by an
absolute mile. Oh, by a mile. That was really, really mile. Impressive.
I'm so impressed by that.
Oh.
Yeah. Proud to be a part of the show.
I really want to phone her back now, but I know that's mental. Listener, be assured. I'll get in touch. I'll text her after.
We should text her to at least
to say thanks. Okay, shall we do the feature?
Yes.
It's
becoming a professional show. This professional, proper professional outfit, and Paul has just fumbled the deck of cards all over the floor. Unfucking believable. Really brought me down. I'm ashamed to be part of the show again.
Okay, so this feature is based around...
Oh, God.
You've heard of the, like, old-fashioned laws in England that just haven't been, you know, updated. So laws that are still in place were absolutely mental.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And there were a few classic ones. Well, this feature is based around those old-fashioned laws. So I'm going to give you three different laws, and you have to identify which one of them is made up.
Ooh,
okay? We are calling this Unpawful. An incredibly labour title this week.
We have gone from the ultimate high to the very, very lowest of lows.
Off the cliff, Thelma Louise.
Okay, so are we ready for Unpawful?
No.
You understand?
Yes.
You understand?
I'm ready, yeah. I'm ready.
If you're not ready, Paul, should we just phone that girl again? Get her
pass? Yeah. Get her on. Get her on the show.
Okay, so round one. Is it A, it's illegal to play knock and run? Is it B, it's illegal for a lady to eat chocolate on the bus? Or is it C, legally, bald men need to pay higher taxes than men with hair?
It's got to be A. It's so got to be. B again? It's what illegal to play knock and run.
So which one of these is false? It's illegal to play knock and run. It's illegal for a lady to eat chocolate on the bus. And legally, bald men need to pay higher taxes than men with hair.
Hmm. No, which one is false?
Which one is false?
So I think... why would bald men have, why would there be some sort of hair tax? I don't know why there'd be a hair tax. But then
I don't
know.
I mean, to be honest, these quite relate to us because A, it's illegal to play knock and run. That would ruin your evenings, wouldn't it, Ryan?
My chief knight.
Yeah. It's legal for a lady to eat chocolate on the bus. You only eat chocolate in full drag, don't you, bald? And legally, bald men need to pay higher taxes than men with hair. That explains why I had my hair transplant.
I think A could have been illegal.
Okay.
Are these currently
two of them are still illegal to do?
I think A is still illegal. It's got to be.
I think A, yeah, but that's not the answer then, is it?
So we're looking for which one is made up.
You don't get the rules. It's awful. Yeah, so A, I think a knock and run is still illegal. We're now like collaborating on this now. We're supposed to go mano-a-mano.
Okay, well, Paul's
still bedazzled by the trick of it.
I am still trying to think how that happened.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, my hosting skills are a bit off here because of that moment as well.
Did I fuck up by holding the mic too far away from it, from the phone?
Well, I don't know. If
that hasn't recorded, it's an absolute travesty.
It will be a travesty.
Ryan.
Apologies.
You only have to do two things, pick a card and hold the mic.
I know.
I didn't realise why you passed me the phone, though.
Yeah, because I wanted you to speak to whoever was there.
Oh, I thought you would... So it wasn't to hold the mic to him?
Well, both.
All right.
Ryan, we've done 60 of these. We're professional broadcasters.
It was a bit of an ambush, if I'm honest. It was a bit of an ambush. Okay. Anyway.
Go on. What are the options? One of these is false.
So these laws are still legal. One of them is made up.
Okay.
So it's illegal to play knock and run is A. B, it's illegal for a lady to eat chocolate on the bus. And C, legally, bald men need to pay higher taxes than men with hair.
I'll still go A.
So you think that the other two are true?
No.
I think B is false. I think the other two are true. I don't think it's illegal for a lady to be chocolate.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm gonna go for.
You're gonna go for the same thing. Are you sure, Paul?
I'm going with the same one right until the bonus round, and then I'm gonna try and steal all the marbles. No, I think it's B. It's massive. Surely, women can eat chocolate on a bus.
Okay, well, you are both incorrect.
What?
I made up that bald men need to pay higher taxes than men with hair, but King Henry VIII imposed a facial hair tax.
Oh.
Yeah. So it is still illegal for a lady to eat chocolate on the bus.
Oh. Is it illegal for everyone to eat chocolate on the bus, though? Is just eating on the bus illegal?
Well, it's legal. To be honest, Paul, I just looked at the headline.
Well, to be honest, now you have to wear a face mask, so it'd be quite difficult to eat a chocolate bar.
Okay, this shouldn't have been as complicated as it appears to be.
I'm following the rules of Paul brilliantly.
And unlike how to have a phone call.
I massively fucked that up, yeah.
Okay, round two. Is it A, it is illegal to sing songs with profanities on the street? Is it B, again, that'd be your evening's ruined, Ryan. Is it B, it's illegal to die in the House of Commons? Or is it C, it's illegal to clean your doormat after 8 a.m.
I think it's B. I think I've heard this.
No,
Paul.
So that one is true then, isn't it?
So you think it?
So which one? So two of them are still illegal. One of them isn't.
So which one of those three isn't illegal? Which one of these three would you not be breaking the law if you did?
Yeah, so it's illegal to die in the House of Commons. You think, don't you?
Yeah.
So you discount that as one of your options. This is the most helpful. I'm a competitor here. So in the House of Commons, it's illegal to die. So that's not your answer. You go for the one that you are legally allowed to do.
Oh my God, I think I peaked in life about 10 minutes ago.
Am I legally allowed to leave?
Yeah, this has gone from a virtual magic trick to me laboriously explaining the rules of Unpawful.
So what were the other ones?
Okay. So which one of these, Paul, is not illegal?
Yeah. Okay. It's legal, you could say.
So is it A, it is illegal to sing songs with profanities on the street.
Okay.
B, it's illegal to die in the House of Commons.
Okay.
C, it's illegal to clean your doormat after 8 a.m.
I think A is false.
So you think it's not illegal to sing songs?
Yes, I get the game. I think if I sung, I don't know, Fuck You Right Back by Amy on the street, I don't think I'd get locked up for it.
No, okay, Paul,
I'll go
about
for
you?
C.
So you think it's perfectly legal to clean your doormat after 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beast.
You are both incorrect. Both of those are in fact illegal. It's in fact perfectly legal to die in the House of Commons.
The one that you thought that you were as well is in fact wrong.
It was in my book.
Okay, round three.
We're doing terribly here.
We're doing terribly.
We've got the same amount of points.
I know, yeah, but I've at least got the game.
Okay, round three. Which one of these is legal? Okay. A, it's illegal to be drunk in a pub. B, it's illegal to be clinically obese. Or C, it's illegal to put a washing up line over a street.
I'll go B.
A mustn't be true. I can't see, like, it's so ridiculous. You can't be drunk in a pub.
I'll go B.
So you think, Paul, it is legal to be clinically obese?
Yeah.
And Ryan, you think it's legal to be drunk in a pub?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay. But this time, one of you does have it correct.
Oh, I would love to have won so much after not understanding the game.
And it is Paul G.
Oh, yes.
So it is, in fact, illegal to be drunk in a pub. It's also illegal to put a washing up line over a street. It's in fact legal to be clinically obese, except in Japan, because in 2009, lawmakers in Japan set a maximum waistline limit of 33.5 inches for men.
Oh God.
And 35 inches for women.
33.5 inches? That's,
I think,
not
that's just clinically obese.
If I'm a 34 in pant size, does,
yeah,
that mean I have to be a
shipoy?
Oh my God.
Yeah, back to
in
England.
Jail?
Or put to jail, you know. Okay, so thank God one of you got a point.
Yeah. But does that unlock a bonus round?
I sure hope
not. Oh, it certainly does.
Ah.
Oh. And the bonus rounds, you know, are normally themed.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone for an animal theme because that's always the easiest. So, is it A, it's illegal to get a fish drunk? Is it B, it's illegal to ride a cow on the road without permission? Or is it C, it's illegal for women to be topless in Liverpool unless they're selling tropical fish?
Oh, God.
I'm just going to go the same as Ryan, so I guarantee a victory.
No.
Oh,
no.
Because that's been said, you've got to guess first.
There's too much gamesmanship in your approach to the features, Paul.
I will go B.
So, Paul, you think it's perfectly legal to ride a cow on the road without written permission?
Yeah. Mm. Who are you getting the written permission after all the cow?
Well, I mean, it's not your mother, Paul. No, it's the, I don't know, the local authority.
I think C is,
I will
so,
go B.
C is so specific that I think you've seen that, so that will be true.
That it's illegal for women to be topless in Liverpool unless they're selling tropical
fish. Yeah.
So you think that's true?
It's so mad. Like, you must have read that. I don't think you've concocted that. So in that case, I'm going A.
Okay, so you think the thing that is In fact, God, I'm confused in my own game.
So we're saying what's legal, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think it is illegal to. I think if you were a woman, and you were selling tropical fish, in Liverpool, and you decided to take your top off, I reckon the police would be coming, and then she could take her top off, and then be like, oh, actually, you're okay, you got a fish.
Okay.
So I think.
Oh my God. I'm happy.
So you're going that A, it's illegal to get a fish drunk is false. It's perfectly fine to get a fish drunk.
I think I could get a fish drunk if I wanted to.
If you were so inclined.
Yeah, if I wanted to pour a bottle of vodka into my fish tank. Your fish tank?
That. I mean, I'd rather you didn't. But, okay.
Paul thinks it's legal to...
I think it's legal to ride the cow.
Okay. This is for all the marbles. So one of you swoops the point.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Ryan Patton.
Oh, yes!
No!
Yes!
The fact it was illegal to get a fish drunk was a rumour in Ohio, but it's in fact, do it if you want to.
The Ohio connection again.
Yeah. So, Ryan, you get another point on the leaderboard.
Yes.
Step closer to the golden toilet. And that was, what was it called? That was unpawful.
Oh, do you know what? It was good that. I think the rules are perfectly clear.
Well, I'm pleased one of us did.
And I won.
Okay, shall we do the Discover Stee?
Yes.
Yes.
My one this week is about old school Hollywood.
Oh, it's taking us back in time.
Oh, yes.
We do many things on this podcast. This is the first time travel.
Well, are you aware of the clapperboard, which is where like they've got the chalk black and white thing and it says scene four,
action.
Exactly. Well, the reason they used to do that and the reason I say this today is because we're recording your mic separately, Paul.
Yep, we are.
And it's all going to be in sync. So when you slapped my thigh before, it wasn't just so, you know, I wanted the thrill. It was because...
wasn't just because you wanted the thrill.
We're kind of a win-win situation. The clapperboard gives the editor something visual, the moment of the snap and the sound to piece together. So you know how them in sync. You've got the snap action. You've got that. Boom.
Oh, vocals
are in sync. Unfortunately, we've stopped this recording quite a few times, so not going to be as easy for Williams.
Yeah, we should just insert the clap sound effect from the Friends theme.
Slap the thigh again, Paul.
It's been red raw. The amount of sounds we've had to stop.
Do your Chandler, Paul.
Now, Paul, you don't have your fact book with you.
I don't. It specifically lives in my home. It doesn't like adventures.
Is that right?
It's like me.
Yeah, it needs coaxing out of Walton like you.
I mean, you have had to drive all of 10 minutes to get here.
I'm Ryan will now be walking home after that comment.
But, well, what is your fact?
So my fact is, on Instagram, obviously everyone uses the hashtag.
Yes.
But do you know what it's actually called?
Hashtag dodging death, something nobody is using.
Or it could be, maybe if we said Octothorpe dodging death, people might use it more often because of Octothorpe.
You know, is I actually doubt it, but I like you getting involved.
The Octothorpe is actually the real name for the hashtag. Oh. The Octo comes because there's 8 points, and the Thorpe, they have no idea where it comes from, but they think... One theory claims that it comes from the old English word for village, based on the idea that the symbol looks like a village surrounded by 8 fields.
Oh, well, there you go.
So there you go.
Octothorpe
dodging death, everyone.
Yeah. And Ryan.
So mine is related to after our private eye conversation.
Yeah.
I was doing a bit of a private detective research.
Oh.
And I discovered that Paul, do you remember Arjan Dzeyu? He used to play for Wigan.
Yeah.
Wigan defender, former footballer, Steve.
Yeah.
He's now a private detective.
No.
Yeah. Ah. He's a former footballer turned private eye. So if he can do it.
I think he had the physique and the look for it, though. He had quite bushy eyebrows. I remember he was stocky, he was big, he had really dark hair.
Yeah, you could imagine.
Do you remember the opposite of you, really, Steve?
Yeah, you could imagine Arjan Dzeyu in a Scandi noir. I don't imagine.
Yeah, I could be in a noir.
I think Dzeyu sat at the back of a gentleman's club
I could most definitely be in a gentleman's club
with a large coat on, a Mac.
Yeah.
Knee length, pair of glasses.
To be honest, Paul, normal reading coat a paper. To knee length to me.
A bomber.
Yeah. Yeah, the magician with the dragon tattoo.
Well, all right, fellas.
That was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was good. It's nice, to be, nice to be back together.
Back to
be
in person.
Yeah, first time I've seen you since March.
March.
Yeah.
Long old
in
time.
The real world.
Yeah. I'm pleased we came back with a bang with that lady we spoke to as
we
well.
We did. Yeah, thanks again.
Shame it.
Thank you, yeah. Shame she'll never listen.
There and it dipped after that, didn't it?
Yeah, very much so.
Shame I had a bland week and not on dessert.
But, you know, force us to be creative, that, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does. Well, you can subscribe, support the show on Patreon, which is, Ryan?
Patreon.com/Dodge and Death Podcast.
You can email us, Paul, which is... Oh, I don't normally offer that one to you.
No, I'm very much... I'm strictly Instagram.
Okay. At what is our Instagram?
At Dodging Death Podcast.
You can email us Dodging
Podcast.
Yes.
Podcast.
Oh, you forgot the bloody form.
At Dodging Death Podcast.
It's funny, Josh never gets it wrong, does he? Yeah.
Josh is in front, though. And we'll also be quarantining for 2 weeks when he's home. So.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, potentially.
Yeah, back to the Zoom.
Yeah.
I gave him the better mic as well, so he could do it that back.
Yeah. I have noticed, don't worry.
Yeah.
Mine's now lost the head to it and everything.
Oh, God. Have I mentioned people can support by Patreon? And we would really appreciate iTunes reviews and 5-star ratings. So just search for Dodging Death Podcast on iTunes.
It's always a nice little boost.
Oh, yeah.
And in the future, if you get a random call off a very strange threesome.
Oh, it wasn't a threesome.
One of them being an overly camp magician, do not put the phone down.
Yeah, if you're greeted by a confused scouser, it could be.
I mean, you end. You're on Dodging Death.
What else was I meant to say?
Hello.
Well, they do.
Okay.
I thought I handled that pretty well.
I mean,
you know.
When you listen back, Ryan, you'll note I took over the conversation.
Yeah, because it's Steve wanted the magician's voice. I don't think they did. Like a magician.
Yeah, but...
You don't even sound human on that phone call.
To be honest, if anything,
she thought you was a bot.
she was the magician of anything.
Yeah, but...
Ryan, the Russian bot.
Yeah, I was starting to influence a political campaign.
Subliminal messages. Vote Trump.
I was going to say that, but didn't want to bring myself to the word, so... You know.
Oh, is that how we're ending?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we're not ending on Vote Trump. Jesus Christ.
Just so the listener knows, that is not the official stance of Dodging Death Podcast.
Yeah,
in fact,
it's not.
The opposite. Yeah. We have the opposite stance.
Okay, I think that's all the plugging.
Yeah.
Patreon, email,
review,
dodgingdeathpodcast@gmail.com.
Joe Biden.
Okay.
See you next week.
See you next week, fellas.
See you later.
See you, Stephen.
Follow us on Instagram @DodgingDeathPodcast.